Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. This afternoon we have music from the Clouseau 3, George Russell, Curtis Counts, Clark Terry, James Moody, Canada's own Dr. Music, plus a whole lot more. So sit back and get ready for 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO FM. Starting off, we have music from Johnny Hartman from his album I Just Dropped By to Say Hello, and here's Don't Call It Love.
Don't call it love, let's say we're fond of one another. Don't call it love, let's say that we agree. Yes, there's always a chance that we may be mistaken. A mountain out of a molehill could be what we're making. Don't call it love, let's say we gel well together. Don't call it love, let's say we get along. And in time, if we find that we're meant for each other, not till then will we call it love. Say we gel well together. No, don't call it love, let's say we get along. And in time, if we find that we're meant for each other, not till then will we call it love. Not till then will we call it love.
Such an easygoing style Johnny Hartman had when it comes to vocalizing, and we just heard Don't Call It Love. Well, here's another, I guess you can call her a crooner or crooness, the late, great Peggy Lee, and a vocalist with an amazing soft approach to vocalizing and phrasing. We're going to listen to something from an album entitled Miss Peggy Lee, and this is Don't Smoke in Bed.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words. How can I sing goodbye, oh sleepyhead? I'm packing you in like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Get ahead. Remember, darling, don't
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. That was music from clarinet great Bob Wilbur from his album New Clarinet in Town. And we heard Benny Rides Again. Late Lament before that from a live recording entitled Thankfully. That was from Ross Taggart. And we started the set off with Peggy Lee from her album Miss Peggy Lee and Don't Smoke in Bed. Well, now I have something very special for you. This is a great, great recording from the great tenor sax player, Dexter Gordon. He released an album in 1978 for the Columbia label called Great Encounters. And we're going to listen to a composition written by Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt. Now, this is a composition that was played in many, many battles, and we're going to listen to one right now featuring Johnny Griffin and Dexter Gordon. And I'm going to let Dexter Gordon describe composition for you. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that this was recorded live at Carnegie Hall in New York City on September the 23rd, 1978. And it's entitled, actually, let's leave it up to Dexter Gordon.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. We are enlarging this portion of the program. We added another tenor player. Just what we needed, right? So the Griffin and I, we're going to play some European soul tenor for you. And we'd like to work out on Gene Ammons, Sonny Stitt, a vehicle called The Blues Up and Down. Blues Up and Down.
Thank you.
James Moody with Henry Mancini's composition, The Pink Panther, and before that, classic Dexter Gordon, Long Tall Dex, as they call him, from his album Great Encounters, partnering up with tenor sax great Johnny Griffin on a composition from Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt entitled The Blues Up and Down. Clark Terry is up next, and I've been told that Clark Terry is rather ill as of late, and Quincy Jones has been calling him up and taking care of him off and on, making sure that everything is okay. But we're going to hear something from an album that he released entitled Portraits, and it's a lovely composition, as only Clark Terry can perform on this next number. It's entitled Jive at Five.
Let's go.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Clark Terry just performed with Jive at Five, and that's from his album Portraits. Here's some music from a relative unknown to most people, but those in the jazz community certainly know who Curtis Counts is. Curtis was born in Kansas City in 1926 and was one of the most underrated bassists on the Los Angeles jazz scene. Despite such credits as a tour with Stan Kenton in 1956 and frequent associations with Gerald Wilson, Jack Sheldon, Harold Land, Al Perkins, and even Frank Butler, he was heard on records with Maynard Ferguson, Art Pepper, and Chet Baker, displaying his fine technique and admirable sense of time. Curtis Counts died of a heart attack in 1963. Here's something from an album that he released entitled You Get More Bounce with Curtis Counts, and this is the standard Stranger in Paradise.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from George Russell from his album The Stratoseekers and a song entitled Kiji's Tune. Beautiful arrangements and some excellent playing from his band. Before that, Curtis Counts with Stranger in Paradise, and that's from his album You Get More Bounce with Curtis Counts. Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on sax, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums, and of course Curtis Counts on bass. Here's some interesting music from a trio known as the Cluson Trio, featuring Han Benick on drums, Michael Moore on woodwinds, and Ernst Restlager on cello. And we're going to listen to something from their album entitled Soft Lights and Sweet Music. Here is For the Folks Back Home and Cheek to Cheek. You're locked into 2 hours of jazz on CHUO FM 89.1. That was the Charlie Ventura Big Four featuring Marty Napoleon on piano, Chubby Jackson bass, Buddy Rich on drums, and of course Charlie Ventura on tenor sax. And we heard O.H. Blues, recorded in New York City, August the 8th, 1951. Well, here's some more music from Peggy Lee from her album Miss Peggy Lee and her version of Basin Street Blues.
There's Basin Street, that's the street where the elite always meet down in New Orleans, land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Glad to be here, Surrey, where welcome's free, so dear to me, where
Blues.
Excellent release on the Blue Note label, the complete Blue Note 50s sessions of Gil Mele. We heard The Set Break, and Gil is a relatively obscure individual in the world of jazz, but someone who played a beautiful sax and also surrounded himself with some great musicians in most of his recordings. Peggy Lee before that from Miss Peggy Lee, and we heard Basin Street Blues. Well, earlier on in the show, I played for you some Dexter Gordon and Johnny Griffin. Well, we're going to listen to more music from the tenor sax great Johnny Griffin. And this is a composition from a recent recording of his entitled 63rd Street Theme.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Thank you. That was beautiful music from classical conductor Andre Previn. He made that recording back in 1957 in Los Angeles at Contemporary's Recording Studios when he was playing jazz, and this was before he became a noted classical conductor. Joining him on piano was Russ Freeman, and adding some very special work to this number was Shelly Mann on drums. And we heard a composition entitled In the Cellar Blues, and that was written by Andre Previn and Russ Freeman. Another classical conductor of note is John Williams, who performed at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Recorded an album in 1957 in Hollywood entitled John Williams and Company, plays the music of Harold Arlen, and it features such stars as Herb Geller, Buddy Collette, Richie Kamuka, and some beautiful bass work from Curtis Counts. We're going to listen to a composition written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen, and this is pretty much a standard. It's entitled That Old Black Magic.
Thank you. You know I live a charmed, charmed life. I look out to my left and I look to my right. It's simple, but in front of me and back of me is nothing more than ecstasy. A charmed, charmed life. You know we live a charmed, charmed life. A little breath of magic and we roll a dice. And now, my darling, I'm for you and you're for me. We are each other's luxury. A charmed, charmed life. Come on over, baby, and kiss me once, then twice. Whisper to me soft and low, that makes me feel so nice. Come on over, darling, and take me to that place. The one that puts a smile upon my face that says we lead a charmed, charmed life. Just take a little look into each other's eyes. Our biggest little fantasy has turned into reality. You know we live a charmed, charmed life. That says we lead a charmed, charmed life. I look out to my left and I look to my right. It's simple, but in front of me and back of me is nothing more than ecstasy. A charmed, charmed life. You know we live a charmed, charmed life. That's it, a little charmed, charmed.
Well, we just heard some music from Canada's own Diana Krall. And that's from a special recording entitled Women and Song 5, and we heard Charmed Life. And apparently that song was to be inserted on her last recording, but was left out for whatever reason. Bobby Broom before that, up-and-coming guitarist, beautiful guitar playing from Bobby. From his album Stand, and we heard I Can See Clearly Now, a song originally written by Johnny Nash. John Williams before that, starting off the last set, with That Old Black Magic, and that's from his album. John Williams plays the music of Harold Arlen. Well, it's time for me to go, and I hope you've enjoyed the show this afternoon. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week, and don't forget, I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Bye for now. Thank you.